Even though a three-district school consolidation in western Illinois failed at the ballot box, those districts might still be looking at a future that includes consolidation. Public Radio's Jim Lenz reports.
The proposed merger involved the Abington, Avon, and Bushnell Prairie City districts. Members of the Just Vote No committee in Bushnell said they opposed that specific consolidation, but they're open to the idea of merging with Avon. Voters have not been presented that option. BPC Superintendent David Messersmith says Avon would have to initiate the process. He says a two-district consolidation is a possibility.
We certainly have our doors open, and I've been in contact with Superintendent Oakley from Avon, and I'm sure our board would communicate with their board to explore some sharing opportunities or anything that might come down.
Abington Superintendent David Black says his district is also open to consolidation with Avon.
We are very interested in working with them, and we are, right now we're looking at data. They're looking at data. We're trying to see if a fit will work, but what configuration will work best.
Messersmith and Black say their districts don't need to make quick decisions. Both maintain their districts are financially sound and offer a solid core curriculum for their students. Avon's future is far less sure. Superintendent Dan Oakley says the district is at a crossroads.
Unless something changes drastically in the next couple of years in at least two areas, and that would be attendance and finances, we're going to have to go with another district.
Oakley says the 2010 study for the three-district consolidation also looked at scenarios for two-district consolidations. He has updated the study numbers with the latest data. The board is scrutinizing those scenarios to see which would benefit the district the most. Oakley says the district will have to move quickly if it wants to put another option before voters this year. May 7th is the deadline to place referenda on the November ballot. He says further budget cuts for Avon are not an option.
We have done staff cuts to the point we're down about as thin as we can go without affecting education directly. And by that I mean without going in and starting to cut things like art and music and things like that. And that is what we want to be able to completely avoid doing.
The debate over consolidation focused attention on the quality of education in the three districts. Members of the Just Vote No committee in Bushnell said they will now become more involved with their schools. Superintendent David Messersmith hopes that's true. He recalls a recent meeting of Project Success for the elementary school. Just one parent showed up.
They're telling us that they're energized and they're motivated and they're going to start coming and being a part of this. And I just hope that they're sincere about it and they follow through. We love to partner with our parents.
Messersmith says some of the parents have pledged to raise money from local businesses to pay for the new technology that could broaden the district's curriculum. He estimates one-on-one technology will take 2 years to install in the junior high school and 3 years at the high school. Abington Superintendent David Black agrees with Messersmith's assessment that technological changes are on the way, but Black points out that adding technology is not as simple as buying a box of computers.
See, I came in as a big proponent of distance learning, and I found that there are a lot of schools that are on block systems. If the schedules don't match up, it's very difficult to schedule classes.
Despite Avon's precarious situation, Superintendent Dan Oakley says the district has embraced technology. It has partnered with other districts and the Illinois Virtual High School for classes. He expects to build on the curriculum recommendations of the Committee of 10, which supported the three-district merger.
We could still take, for example, the curriculum work that was done and scale that backwards somewhat and still have a better curriculum than either of the two of us on our own have.
Oakley says it's too early to tell whether Abington, BPC, or another district would be the best choice for a partner. Abington Superintendent David Black says rural districts need to provide a solid core curriculum and a number of electives. He adds smaller enrollments mean rural districts never will be able to compete with the curricula offered by big metropolitan districts. I'm Jim Lenz.